In 2023, the federal government announced an independent inquiry into the transparency of government boards and so-called jobs for mates appointments. But the inquiry itself was anything but transparent. 2 years after the findings were delivered to government, guess what? They're yet to be released. Independent MP Sophie Scomps has renewed calls to release the report and has drafted legislation to put board appointments at arm's length from ministers. Sophie Scomps joins me in our Parliament House studio. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this inquiry was headed by Lynelle Briggs. What do we know about what she found?
Well, we don't know anything. That's the issue. So Lynelle Briggs was a former public service commissioner. She was commissioned by the government to do this review into public board appointments. And the whole thing was like to end the culture of jobs for mates here in Canberra. So that was the aim. And Katie Gallagher said at the time when she announced it that in line with the government's commitment to transparency, the report would be made public in the middle of 2023 when it was finalised. And we've been trying to get our hands on that report ever since, and we've been unsuccessful. Even Senator David Pocock has done an order for the production of documents twice in the Senate. Both times has been refused. I've done a Freedom of Information request. It just got rejected. And so what have they got to hide?
And why was your FOI application refused? What were the reasons given?
Cabinet document. So, and that's the other thing, we come to the changes to the Freedom of Information laws, that it was being considered by Cabinet. But it does go against exactly what they were said initially, which is what they would make the report public as soon as it was made available.
Why do you think it's being held so closely?
Well, that's a really good question. But I think in the interim, we've had a number of appointments, and it's not only board appointments. And in fact, my own bill went far further. It went to major public appointments. And we did see in the previous government, and when this government first came into power, there was sort of an outcry about all these jobs for mates that had happened, particularly in the Productivity Commission. Then we saw what happened with the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, which was apparently so many cronies that had been appointed that they had to abolish it, a mammoth step, and re-establish it as the Administrative Review Tribunal. So there is a real culture of jobs for mates. And then in the interim, of course, we've had a lot of appointments, and even just as recently as a couple of weeks ago, I think the Prime Minister's former advisor on foreign affairs has now been appointed as the Secretary of the Office of National Intelligence. So it goes both ways. I think, you say one thing when you're in opposition, and then when you're in power, maybe it's a different story.
The Minister for the Public Service, Senator Katie Gallagher, has said the previous Morrison government had made a mockery of board appointments, particularly on the AAT, which you were mentioning. Is Labor doing any better?
No, I don't think so. And I don't think that, and they're not doing any better on transparency either. So let's come to the Freedom of Information laws. I think rules. The number of requests that have been approved has almost halved in a decade, lower than it was under Scott Morrison. So they're not doing any better than previous governments. And I think we had a bit of a flurry of activity when the government announced just the other week that they would be making changes to our Freedom of Information laws, which, you know, there was so much concern about, to make it far harder to get cabinet documents and other types of documents. And you had the Centre for Public Integrity really concerned coming out against it, and former Public Service Commissioner Andrew Podger, and also John McMillan, who was a former information secretary as well, commissioner, I should say.
We'll go back to FOI in a moment. Your private member's bill was drafted with the Centre for Public Integrity. How would it change the appointment process for some of these positions on boards and other entities?
So the big issue is independence. We want to know that the people who are appointed to these major public appointments, they're often very highly paid, must be highly skilled, highly experienced. We want to know that they get there based on their experience and their merit. And we need to know that it's done at arm's length from government. So what the bill does is sets up independent selection panels who then have criteria that applicants must meet. It must be advertised as well, and they select a shortlist, and then the minister of the day can usually pick from that shortlist, but not outside it. So it's just making those major public appointments, ensuring that they do have the right qualifications, but also that they are done independently of government.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and I'm speaking with Independent MP Sophie Scomps about government integrity. Let's go back to FOI. Labor has proposed amendments to freedom of information laws. Could those FOI changes make the access of these kinds of reports more difficult?
Yes, yes, 100%. So there was a couple of things that were going to be introduced, and it's just being put on the back burner for the moment, I think, because there was a lot of opposition to it. One was factors. There's always been, within the Freedom of Information rules, factors favouring access. The government was going to bring in a new factor, and that was factors against giving access. And you had somebody like Andrew Podger, the former Public Service Commissioner, saying this could be used to almost refuse any document being made public, which is a huge concern. A huge concern. And another one was broadening the exemption for cabinet documents. At the moment, it stands that if there is if a document is for the dominant purpose for cabinet consideration, then it may be exempt from being approved. But that language has been changed to substantial purpose. So that makes it far broader, making refusals far more possible.
The government says FOI requests have become an enormous time and financial burden on bureaucrats. Does this need to be managed too?
Look, it does need to be managed. But again, there was in the Senate, there was questions about why these freedom of information laws had come in now, and it was the reasons that were provided was that there were AI-generated freedom of information requests, but when asked for examples of this, they were unable to provide them. So there was instead given a couple of articles that were written in the US about this as a possibility.
You were elected to Parliament on a platform of environmental protection, amongst others. Do you believe the government's revamped Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act will safeguard vulnerable habitats?
Look, I think there's huge loopholes in the changes. I have major concerns, but I'll be continuing to work with the government on those concerns. But a big one is the biggest concern for me is the fact that there is a major exemption for regional forests. So the logging of our native forests are exempt from our national environment laws. And Graham Samuel, who did the review in 2021, says they should never have been there in the first place. They're terrible. Get rid of them. They are remaining at the moment. So it's hard to understand why logging practices in our native forests, where we have threatened species, extinction crisis going on, why they don't come under our national environment laws. It's hard to understand. But there are a number of different things in there as well. And another big one, the major loophole, is that if a project is deemed to be in the national interest, so there's a new thing called national interest approvals, and that sort of makes it exempt from any of our environment laws.
So, Sophie Scomps, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Sophie Scomps is the Independent MP for the seat of Mackellar.